DUP have hit out at the cost of pursuing the Ashers Gay Cake Row. £33,000 has reportedly been set aside by the Equality Commission to cover the cost of pursuing the Christian Bakery after they refused to bake a cake with a pro-gay marriage slogan. The two-day hearing is due in the High Court later this week, while tonight we'll see a rally in support of Ashers in Belfast City Centre. Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance is on the line. Good morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Joseph Patrick McCormick, the editor of Pink News. Good morning to you, Joseph.
Good morning.
That's money that could have been spent elsewhere, Peter Linus.
Well, absolutely, Stephen. And some people find themselves supporting both sides of the case through our tax money and also then through our charitable giving, because the Ashers case is being funded by the Christian Institute and by donations from lots of different people. So some of us are ending up funding both sides of this case, which is ridiculous.
What's your position in this? Just remind us what your position is, Peter.
Well, the case is not about a gay cake, as if you could have such a thing. That's sort of been the headline. And it has little to do with sexuality or gay rights, as the sexual orientation of the customer wasn't known. So what the MacArthurs did was they discriminated against an idea, not a person. And that distinction is really important. You're allowed to discriminate against an idea, putting a slogan on a cake. And they said, we don't like this slogan. We don't want to produce that. You're not allowed to discriminate against a person, and rightly so. But they didn't. And so that's what this comes down to. Freedom of conscience, on the one hand, is everybody's freedom of conscience more important than one person's right not to be offended? And it seems from all the polling and from the newspaper coverage that most people in Northern Ireland say actually it is more important that we protect freedom of conscience and religion rather than one person's right not to be offended.
I see the front page of the newsletter here, Joseph Patrick McCormick. Robinson hits out over cost of Ashers cake case. This is the First Minister slamming, says the newsletter, the Equality Commission for spending £33,000 to seek court damages worth just £500.
Yes, so that's right. I mean, I completely disagree with what was just said. That, you know, this bakery has already been deemed to have broken equality laws, which are there for an important reason, which is not just one person being offended.
So it's been deemed by
turning someone away.
It hasn't been deemed that they've broken equality laws. That hasn't been deemed yet. This is what this case is all about. But carry on. Let's hear your opinion, Joseph.
It's deemed a strong enough case for it to go to court. Oh. So these laws are in place for an important reason, which is just to say that you can't just discriminate against someone, especially if you're running a public business. So, yeah, you know, I don't know what the DUP or what Peter Robinson hopes to achieve. You know, equality laws and equality legislation are already in place. That's not going to change. And
well, the First Minister says the following to the newsletter. He says, this is not an issue of discriminating against any section of the community in terms of the gay or lesbian community, nor is it a matter of attempting to get some special privilege for people of faith. The issue here is where there are competing rights, ensuring that there is reasonable accommodation.
Reasonable accommodation to run a public business and say you disagree with somebody's sexuality or someone's perceived sexuality or their support for same-sex marriage. It's against the Equality Act. There's not really much more you can say on this. The Equality Commission has quite rightly set aside money to pursue this case because it's within its remit to do so. If someone breaks the Equality Act, they're breaking the law.
So, Joseph, nothing has been established yet. That's the whole purpose for the case. So you can't keep saying they've broken the law because they haven't until the court decides that they have. And you know as well as I know that you can discriminate against an idea and that they, the Ashers, did not know the sexuality of the person. They didn't know who they were declining. So you can only discriminate against the person and you must know about their sexual orientation. And the Ashers didn't. And so it makes it impossible to see how there could be any discrimination in this case.
You can't run a public business and say, I am going to serve this one person. I'm not going to provide a cake for this person because it has something about gay people on it.
It's about the slogan. So even if the Equality Commissioner himself had come in and asked for that cake, they would have declined.
And if you want to run a public business, you have to provide a public service to anyone. And you can't break the Equality Act. You can't,
to be clear,
you can't discriminate against someone.
A Muslim baker has to bake a cake saying, I support the BNP.
It depends on what was on the cake.
Why does it depend? Just saying, I support the BNP.
Because equality legislation and anti-discrimination legislation also protects against, you know, inciting racial hatred. So it depends
that's
on that cake.
Party within the UK, Joseph, so you can't say that's inciting hatred. You see, when it comes to a different example, suddenly everybody goes a bit fuzzy and realizes, of course there's conscience, of course there's freedom in this.
It's not going a bit fuzzy. You just can't speak in hypotheticals and say...
Well, of course. So does a Muslim baker have to produce a cake saying, vote BNP?
As long as there was nothing contained within any slogan on the cake or any imagery on the cake, which would break any kind of anti-discrimination legislation or break any other law for that matter, yes, they would. If they were providing a public service and selling their product to the public, yes, they would.
Good. Now we're getting clarity, because there has to be freedom in these moments for people to decline certain things. If they don't know the sexuality of the person, and they didn't.
You're talking about the freedom, though. I mean, you know, what kind of message do you think this sends to a young LGBT person growing up who already possibly thinks that, you know, being gay or being transgender is wrong? They've been possibly bullied at school. Suicide rates, bullying is exceptionally high in young LGBT people. What kind of message does this send?
Suicide rates.
If it's not a big deal, if it's nothing to do with sexuality, then why did Asher's Bakery not just make the cake? By making the cake, which, you know, as a company providing a public service ought to do.
Because their faith. Because they've got a deeply held faith, Joseph.
Well, if their faith,
and their faith dictates.
Service, then they shouldn't be running a bakery.
And Joseph, their faith dictates to them that they should not aid and abet or promote something which is against their religious values, their religious beliefs.
Going back to the other point that was made, if I run a bakery and someone asked me to bake a cake saying support the BNP, that doesn't mean I support the BNP.
But
it's not aiding and abetting. It's not an endorsement.
But if a straight person
it's
had
providing a public service.
But Joseph, if a straight person had have gone in to Asher's Bakery and asked for a cake promoting gay marriage, they wouldn't have baked it.
Well, yeah, but
therefore, it's not discriminating against a gay person.
I don't know what more can be said until there's a ruling. So, you know, I've made my point quite clear.
Stephen and Derry. Morning to you, Stephen.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Stephen.
It's just picking up on something Peter Linus said there, Stephen, where he said that it's okay to discriminate against someone's belief, but not against the person themselves. I'm just trying to differentiate between the two. You know, how can someone say, well, if I owned a hotel, for instance, I don't allow people in that aren't married, and someone comes in that aren't married and I turn them away? It's trying to find that balance, Stephen. I think it'd be very difficult to do that, because if you are discriminating against someone's belief, you are... In reality, discriminating against someone personally.
It's discriminating against an idea. You can't force someone to express an opinion they disagree with. That's 90% of people in the.
It's not forcing someone to express an opinion. It's asking someone providing a public service to provide that service to whoever.
So if you say public service like that, it makes a big difference. The Ashers declined to make a cake with, a picture of a topless lady for a stag or a phallic cake for a hen party. Those are totally legal, but they felt that was against their conscience. Are you saying they should have produced those things?
I'm not saying that.
Bakeries decline that sort of thing all the time because it's a conscience issue. They say, I don't think that's appropriate. There's nothing illegal about that sort of cake. But they declined to do it.
Under the Equality Act, it doesn't say that you have to, provide your public service and include the printing of a nude image of a woman or make a product in the shape of a phallus. But it does say you can't discriminate against someone based on sexuality.
Yes, on their sexuality, but they didn't know the sexuality and they are not obliged to support a slogan for something that's not yet legal.
Yeah, but you keep saying this. They're not obliged to support a slogan. Nobody's asking Asher's Bakery to support the idea of same-sex marriage. You know, they're being asked to bake a cake, which is
the primary function of the business that they publicly run.
David's in Belfast. Morning, David.
Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead, David.
As usual, you've caught that boy out. That whenever it suits homosexuals or LGBT or whatever it is, they want everything for them. And would he put a slogan on his newspaper saying, if I want to be advertised, I think homosexuality is wrong? Would he put it on?
Well, I just say, we often print, you know, outrageous opinions which are anti-LGBT. So we do often, obviously not in endorse.
I asked you, would you print homosexuality is wrong if I wanted it done?
Finish my sentence. I was about to say we do, you know, we print opinions from people who are opposed to homosexuality and people who say, you know, I don't support it because of my faith. So, yes, we do. We obviously don't, that doesn't mean we endorse it. In the same way that Asher's Bakery, making a cake which says support same-sex marriage, would simply be a business transaction. It wouldn't be Asher's Bakery endorsing same-sex marriage.
I think, though, Joseph David's question is that if he tried to buy an ad in Pink News saying homosexuality
is wrong. Well, no, because we're an LGBT news site, so we have rules about our advertising.
So they've got rules. They're Christians. They've got their rules too.
So you would, Joseph.
Yeah, but
you
our
would...
rules don't break the law, and
but theirs hasn't broken the law.
Discriminating against someone based on their sexuality is
they haven't
breaking
broken
the Equality
law.
Act. Well, this is for the courts to decide. But the equality.
But you said they have broke the law. You have said it.
Well,
broken
nobody's
the
broken
law.
The law because the law hasn't been determined. This is the whole point of this court case.
They've broken the law. And
well,
is
they have
I
not.
Actually, I said the equality. But I was interrupted. I was saying the Equality Commission has deemed it a strong enough case to take it to court.
Stephen, can I say something?
Yes.
Right, here's the score. And I've said this on your programme before. See, when you go into a shop, there is thousands of cake shops, right? Mm. They knew when they went in there that that was a Christian shop and they knew what they were doing. But get away from that. See, if I went into a shop and two homosexuals owned it and I asked them to do something that they didn't believe in or didn't want, I would say, that's your prerogative. And I would go to a different shop. But the point is, they're looking to be offended. The same at their artist yesterday. He was on your show about painting in the curbs. The next thing he brought Edmund Poots about gay blood and all that there. And then he practically said that the council were homophobic. They just cannot get enough things their way. Even if it means breaking the law.
Well, there's nobody breaking the law. Let's not accuse people of breaking the law. Okay, David,
thank you. No, he broke the law. He rode on a footpath, and that is a broken law. So he did, but you're wrong.
We're not going back to Chalkgate again. We're not doing that. Joseph Patrick McCormick, thank you very much. Peter Lyons, thank you.